about my new word for the year, I was like, okay. I actually read the book again, and then Karina played the book yesterday for me. It was great. I wished I would have remembered that we had it. I would have played it over and over and over again. But as I was thinking about it, I have had the opportunity to have a new word for the year, just like everybody else if you had been here. I think the great thing about our one word for the year is we don't have to make a New Year's resolution that we'll probably forget about by the end of January or feel like a failure because we haven't taken care of that New Year's resolution. The biggest one I always think of is, oh, I'm going to go to the gym all year, get a gym membership and never use it. I have an app. I got an app last year that I didn't even open, didn't even put on my phone, open up. But I paid $10 or $20 for it, and I never opened it. So I was thinking, I was like, okay, this book is great because it gives us an opportunity to focus on one thing, which our focus should be on God first, always. God gives us that word for the year. And sometimes it's just to take us through something that we need to go through. Sometimes it's not good. Sometimes it's great. Thinking that we're going to have a great year, oh, this is my word, it's going to be easy to live. Sometimes it's not. Before we get into anyone that would like to share about what their word was and how it affected their year, please raise your hand and Karina has a microphone.
I'm behind you so you can't see me anyway, so I'm not going to stand up.
Okay.
But my word for last year was focus. And as I thought about that, so many times I had to be reminded by the Spirit to focus on what I was doing. And unfortunately, a lot of times I lost that battle because I would focus for a minute and then get sidetracked. Get focused for a minute and get sidetracked. And it was like, whoa. But it was there. But it's good that I had it because I was reminded. Focus. If you're not focused on what you're doing, you don't do a good job of it. If you're not focused. And so it's been a good word. Just it's been a struggle for me. Can I tell them my new word?
Sure.
Okay. My new word is observe. I was praying about it. I was asking about it. This morning as I was coming, getting ready to come into the church here at 8 o'clock in the morning, and I was thinking about my word, and I thought, Lord, what's my word supposed to be? Because I hadn't had a clue. And I turned my head, and I looked to the north, to the east, and the sun was trying to come up over the mountains, but the clouds were blocking the way, but the clouds were just radiant. And it was like, oh, then the word observe came to me. Like, observe. Take time to observe God's working in your life. Because a lot of times we go in things, or I have a habit of telling God what he needs to do. I don't know if you guys have that problem or not. I do. And it's one of those things, though, when I start telling God what to do, the Spirit says, observe what God is doing. Observe what's taking place. And so it's like, okay. So it kind of goes in line with focus, but it's more like observe, because you can focus on things without it being God.
True.
But it's to observe what the Holy Spirit is doing and what God is doing in my life, because God's working in all of our lives. We just don't always recognize it. And so my word is to take time to observe God's presence in my life and observe the working of the Holy Spirit.
You're good. You're fine. Anyone else? Barry.
My word for last year was strength, which was really important, which follows up with my word from the previous year, which was to renew myself. Last year was to strengthen myself and to have strength in my faith, to have strength in myself, to strengthen my body, to strengthen my knowledge, to strengthen my ministry. And this, you know, I've encompassed so much this last year that through my faith, that my strength in my faith and my hope and my strength in my belief in God the Father that saw me through multiple deaths, I was strengthened and renewed and healed from the bladder cancer. The same within July with the multiple heart attacks, that I was able to now strengthen my inner self as well as my outer self, so I can strengthen my temple, my personal vessel, and that I can be, in this upcoming year, with my new year, committed to my renewal and my strength, so I can be more committed to my faith, I can be more committed to my health, I can be more committed to my family, and more committed to my ministry, and more committed to helping this church grow as a family.
Anyone else?
Mine is peace. And when I think about the last year, I think I redefined peace. In my head, I thought peace was just being comfortable, you know, when things weren't bombarding you and coming at you, and that was peace to me, but that's actually just being comfortable. And I thought about there's world peace, and there's inner peace, and there's, you know, peace in your peace of mind. And so I trying to find peace, I thought it was something from outside that came to me. But I found out that peace is something that I have to develop from within and then radiate that outward. So to me, peace wasn't found, it was already there. I just have to fortify it, make it grow. So my new word, I think, will be fortify.
Awesome.
You know, so that hopefully I can now take the peace that I found, make it grow, fortify.
Well, I don't see any other names up here besides Kay's. Hers up. Because I know she's going to say, what about you? So mine was rest. And life is hectic. We talk about being busy all the time. We have this. We're always at church. We got to go to Price to see grandma. Work, life, overtime. Life is hectic. And we need to remember to take time to rest. But in the last year, that was really interesting with the pre-diabetes diagnosis and having to change all my eating habits and all that fun stuff and the anxiety and panic attacks, and I didn't realize that's what it was. So one of the first things is when I started having panic attacks, I couldn't be at work, didn't know what was happening. Poor Kay would have to take me all the way home, and I would go to bed. Just let me sleep for an hour, and I'll be fine. And I was. I was like, oh, maybe I'm not getting enough rest, right? Well, no, it wasn't really about the physical rest. It was more about the spiritual rest and resting in God and remembering that's where my strength comes from, and through him, I can do all things. Consequently, we're here much smaller than we were last year. It's kind of an added bonus. And somebody said, what are you doing? Well, we're eating. We're still eating. I promise we're eating. We're not starving. We're eating. We're eating our way healthy, and it's been great fun. But I definitely had a lesson in resting, not just physically, but resting in the Lord.
Anybody else? Jess.
Can't really see from here. I think that and that's learning to accept people around you, accept yourself. Find a place that celebrates you, doesn't tolerate you, but celebrates you. Mm-hmm. Find a way to be okay with being you.
Amen.
Because you're the only one that should have a vote on you and nobody else. You and God, that's it. As far as anybody else goes, it's kind of like that scripture about the Canaanite woman. Even Jesus got caught up in that, got caught into the toleration of people. But the Canaanite woman, he finally realized that she was a human being too. And, you know, there's going to be a lot of places that you just kind of fill a gap. You're not really there. You just kind of, you're maybe sponsored or tolerated or put up with. But you don't have to live with that, and you don't have to accept that. And you should be a place where you celebrate people, not just tolerate them.
Amen.
And if you're not celebrating, then who's tolerating you? Because how you treat yourself is how you're going to treat others, and how you treat others is how you treat yourself. So it's how you take care of the world you walk in and you live in. Take care of yourself and the world you walk in. Things will get better.
Amen. I had a conversation with Gary Allen on Instant Messenger last week, and he's like, we miss you, and I'm like, we miss you too, and He's like, I'm like, do you have your word for the year? And he's like, when do we need it? And I said, well, you have a couple weeks. So he's going to give us him and Kyle's word for the year. So we can keep it up in front of us to help pray for them to continue the words that they need for the year. I know mine's on top. Kelsey had success. We have an embrace for our church word. Kyle's was armor. Growth was Heather's. I wish she was here. Connie's was faith. Mine was courageous. I don't know how courageous I've been all year, other than courageously told Karina she needed to contact the doctor. Just because. And how courageous we were driving back and forth to work and all of the issues that she had with her health. But it was a good word, and I kept it in front of me the whole year. I have four words running around in my head right at the moment for my new word. I have belief, faith, hope, and love. So God's going to use one of them, and I'm waiting for him to give me the word. I could choose the word I want, but I want him to give me that word. One word will challenge your life. It is a proven way to create clarity, power, passion, and a life change. Each year, the resolutions are rarely kept and goals are often forgotten, but the one word sticks. By living a single word that is meant for you, you will be renewed. You will find renewed purpose and meaning throughout the year. A laser-like focus and power for your life. How do we do this? We've done this for, this is like our fourth or fifth year. The first thing is we need to look up. When we look up, we're looking up to God. We can pick the best word we can think of. And God will use it. First word is to look up. Why do we look up? We look up so God can prepare our hearts. We need to turn off our cell phones, turn off all of the gadgets in our house, and we need to get quiet and let God talk to us. I was reading the book, and it says prayer's the most important thing. A lot of us talk to God all the time. Pastor said he tells God what he wants or what he needs to do. We need to listen to God and what God wants to tell us. Then there's three questions that you need to ask after you've unplugged. You say, what do I need? What's in my way? And what needs to go? Interesting question. What do I need? What's in my way? And what needs to go? Once we have that and God gives us our word, then we need to look out. Why do we need to look out? This is where the rubber meets the road, they say. We're going to write down the things that our word, we're going to keep it in front of us, and we're going to see it. If we see it every day, one of the great things that we did, I think the first year when we did this, or the second year that we did our one word, we had them on our phones because so you could always see them. I always put my word on my screensaver at work, so every morning when I log on, I can see my word. Well, about 3 weeks ago, my computer took a dump, and so I lost my one word on my computer. I'm like, oh, I'm missing my one word. But I remembered it, and I actually had a scripture that went with that. So in the book, they talk about different people who give their story, and when one of the guys gives his story, he goes, okay, he gets focused, and he has his scriptures with him. So he has a scripture to go with his word. So that might be interesting for some of you. Then once we find our word and we look out, then we're going to spread the word. We're going to tell our people that we know that will encourage us and keep us on the straight and narrow, or however straight and narrow we can get, to encourage us and to tell us to keep our word for the year. They also talk if you want to do the one word thing, it's on the internet. You can go to getoneword.com. But once our heart's prepared and we discover a word and we try to live our word out for the year, they talk about this being the fun part, is living our word. But what if it's a struggle for you to live that word? We're supposed to learn something. That's one of the great things is we get to learn and hear what God wants us to do from that word. It's focused. It's a focused word. It's not something... something we do. This says every new year, 87% of adults, more than 206 million people, create new goals and resolutions, only to experience the same frustration, false starts, and failures. In fact, 505 of resolution makers will fail by the end of January. Only half of us stick with our convictions, even 30 days. Most resolutions are long forgotten by summer. We derail and give up. Resolutions are meant to be good and well-intended solutions. Unfortunately, they are built on flawed foundation and more effort, willpower, and goal setting. We set to do goals instead of to be goals. We set to do goals instead of to be goals. Success is measured by what we accomplish instead of who we become. It's easy to set that goal when you don't have to get skinny, and then we fail when we eat the wrong thing. I have a coworker that I got her into eating a donut and coffee every day, and I feel bad because I can give up the donut now and she can't. She's like, it's your fault. And I'm like, I am sorry. I'm not making you eat that donut every other day or every day. But I felt bad because I'm like, oh, I give up the donut. I can still have one. I don't eat a whole one. I'll eat a piece of one. And that's okay. I don't need the whole thing. But I think before, and maybe that's where my courageous came in, is I was going through the grieving process of losing my mom. And my courage came from saying no. I got rid of that. I don't need this. I don't feel bad about myself. Eating the right things, Karina liking vegetables is a major success for me, and I didn't even have to worry about it. But it was like, oh, she's like, let's try this. Okay. I'm like, who are you? Because I've been trying for years to get her to eat vegetables. No, I don't like them. Okay. So then we just didn't eat vegetables. But then when, you know, you had the health scare that she had, it was like, let's try this. So we're finding our way, like she said, eating healthy, trying in the new year to work out a little bit of exercise in there and not make it work, just to make it fun. Making resolutions convinces us that all we have to do is roll up our sleeves again and get to work. The practice encourages us to put the power of life change in our heads and hands with a game plan to change our habits, and then turn us loose. The approach ignores the most important part of life change, your heart. If we don't have our heart in it and only our head in it, we'll fail every single time. If God isn't in the middle of it, which he's always in the middle of it, but we don't remember he's in the middle of it, then we'll fail. We have done our share of goal setting and resolution making start of each year, only to become frustrated. We try and fail, move forward and backward, and then hope it will get better. We will get better at goal setting and making resolutions. We have felt the sting of failure, frustration, and guilt. We live the definition of insanity, doing the same thing over again and expecting different results. We have all heard the saying, if you do what you've always done, you'll get what you always got. We found a single word that would be our driving force for the year. No goals, no resolutions, just one word. By simplifying our approach, we discovered the secret to life change. The formula is not rooted in our strength and resolution, but in surrender and simplicity. What are we surrendering to? God. Make it simple. I know the last time I spoke, I said I was going through all this stuff, and I'm like, and God's like, keep it simple. Okay. Because I can get away from thinking simple. I want to be extravagant. That's why I made 2 sets of cookies yesterday, and I was up early, and because I wanted everybody to enjoy the party. I didn't need to get all that extravagant. They're like, there was way too much food. This is not based on a temporary inspiration or on the latest pep talk. It is found in narrowing our focus because we believe less is best. For us, simplicity creates clarity, power, and passion. The simplicity of one word. So there's an example of in here about the words that you can have. And I know last year I made a big list of those words. So if you don't have a word yet, I have a list. Whole, confidence, solid, determined, selfless, motivated, pursuit, devoted, drive, prioritize, consistency, unsatisfied, disciplined, willing, accountable, thankful, strength, trust, prosper, be, uncompromised, balance, truth, joy, fearless. There's a guy that I follow on Facebook that has gotten healthy in the last 6 months, and his new word for the year is fearless. Success, scholarship, unspoken, positivity, guidance, focus, motivation, patience, toughness, belief, courage, restless, persevere, relentless, rise, breathe, focused, discover, vision, passion, even, drive, acceptance, fulfillment, difference, love, confident, up, stronger, alive, push, faith, true, purpose, assert, grow, guard, zeal, bridge, communicate, inspire, support, transformation, care, push, strive, daring, work, responsibility, share, poise, giving, growth, hope, smile, strong, respect, grace, endurance, lead, forward, effort, proactive, heart, brotherhood, serenity, productive, sparkle, I like that one, attitude, team, solid, dedication, move, courageous, possible, peace, kindness, goodness, gentleness, self-control. There's a list. If you don't have a word, God, I need a word. I'm going to get quiet. I'm going to listen to you. Give me the word that you want for me to live for the year. I know Jody said a couple weeks ago that her word was patience. And she said, maybe I haven't done enough with that patience. And I'm like, you need to pick a new word this year.
Yeah, I just got it.
You need to pick a new word for the year. We're not always going to get everything out of the word that we pick for that year, but we're going to listen to God, and God's going to move us. It's going to be a great year, or it's going to be a challenging year, but we're going to learn from it. Living a word for 365 days has changed our lives. Instead of being weighed down by unrealistic resolutions, unmet goals, one word provides new perspective on how to approach the new year. It frees us up. It renews our purpose and meaning. On the back of your program, 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, "This means that everyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone and the new life has begun." If we think about that with our new word, our old word is gone, and our new word is going to take us into the new year. Psalms 37, 3 through 5 says, "Trust in the Lord and do good. Then you will live safely in the land and prosper. Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you your heart's desires. Commit everything you do to the Lord. Trust him, and he will help you." Luke 4 through 8 says, "One day, Jesus told a story to a large crowd that was gathered from many towns to hear him. A farmer went out to plant his seed. He scattered it across his field. Some seed fell on a footpath where it was stepped on, and the birds ate it. Other seed fell on rock. It began to grow, but the plant soon withered and died for lack of moisture. Other seeds fell on thorns that grew up with it and choked out the tender plants. Still, other seed fell on fertile soil. This seed grew and produced a crop that was 100 times as much as had been planted." When he had said this, he called out, "Everyone with ears to hear should listen and understand." Why do you think I shared this seed story? Because your word plants a seed in you first, and then you get to share it with others. There's at the bottom, the six dimensions of how you should live your word out. So we should live our word spiritually, physical, emotional, relational, mental, and financial. When I think about this every year, we talk about it every year. We should put that word in all six of those environments. And I go, okay. And then I think it slips my mind. And I'm sure my word has touched every aspect of this, but I don't think about it. So my intention this year is to pick one of these and focus on one of them and see how God moves me and reminds me of it instead of just saying it every year and then going, oh. Emotional and physical this year would have been getting healthy, pushed into getting healthy, not just getting healthy, but pushed into getting healthy. There's a story in the book that talks about Abraham Lincoln when he says he would spend 6 hours sharpening if he had to cut down a tree, he would spend 6 hours sharpening his axe so he could chop down the tree and it would take him less time than it would do a dull axe. It would take him less time. So that's what we need to do is focus on our word for the year. It's going to take us a little more time to focus on our word, but God's going to use it throughout the year. If y'all got this, make sure you go through and read this and let God help you. Then it also talks about having a group of people that holds you accountable, people that you know that will encourage you. Find those people. I always do this every year. Find your word. So in the next couple weeks, make sure that when you get your word, you write it on your prayer card, and I'll make these again this year, and we'll post them downstairs. And Karina bought me these, bought me canvas. Last year, she bought me paints for Christmas, and this year, she bought me canvases and brushes so that I could paint. Because when we were at Synergy, the last time we were up at Camp Pinecliff, we made these awesome collages of, they were really fun. And so I really got into that. I thought it would be great to start painting. And so that was my wish for last year. And she bought me the paints, but she forgot the canvases, which was fine. And then we get busy, of course. So this year she bought me canvases. And she found 5x7 canvases. So I was talking to Pastor on Friday, and I said, I think we should have a painting class. And everybody should paint their word for the year. And they can keep it. And then it's in front of them all the time. So in a few weeks, after you all have your word, then we'll have a painting class after church, and you can all paint your words. I like to be able to share this because it does help us focus on one word. I'm not feeling like, oh, I really need to make a resolution every year these days. I thank God that He gave us this book. Yes. Because then it makes us all focus on one word. We also need to think of a church word. So be thinking of start praying about a word for our church. I think it's a great thing that we all get to focus on a word, and we get to either pick the word ourselves, because God's going to use that word, or God's going to pick the word for your year. And I know that sometimes it gets hard for the words that we have given. I know I have a list of everybody's word from a couple years ago, and I know the one year was joy. Mine was joy that one year, and that was the year that my mom died. So I had to figure out how to find joy in letting her go, which wasn't easy. Still work in progress. I miss her all the time, but I know that she's always around because she rings my doorbell, both of them. One goes ding, one goes ding dong. So there's times at 2:00 in the morning, my mom's ringing the doorbell. I'm like, okay, Mom, thanks for making sure I'm safe. But it's been great because I'm not focusing on the failure anymore. I'm focusing on the word that God has given me. And I hope that you guys will pick your words. And if you need somebody to encourage you to continue to live your word, just let me know. I like to do that. I know that the one word, I know Tammy that has been coming again, has been coming. She was really sad. She wasn't feeling well today, so she couldn't come. But she said, I keep getting this word, and I'm trying to pick a better word, but it just keeps coming back to me. I'm like, well, that's probably your God word, but if you pick another one, he's going to use it anyway. I'm thankful that she's so excited about trying to do the one word thing too. Be encouraged and know that we're all in this together. God has a plan for all of our lives, and we all have our words that, and in the book it tells you that most people in the room will pick a different word. We'll see what word you get. Will you go with me in prayer? Father God, as we come before you today, we're thankful and grateful for the opportunity that we have to be here. We're thankful, Lord, for we don't have to make New Year's resolutions and beat ourselves up every time we fail. Because we know, you know that we're human, and you know that we get distracted, and you know that we just focus on the things that we want. But Lord, we just, right now we ask, what do we need to focus on? What's the word that you give us for the year? What is the word that, what do we need to let go of? What do we need to get out of the way? What needs to get out of the way so that we can live the word that you give us this year? We're thankful, Lord, for the words that you have placed in our hearts. And Lord, help us to walk the walk that you have given us. Thank you, Lord, for the opportunity that we have to be here as a family. Thank you, Lord, for the words that have been spoken. Thank you for the people that have talked about their word. Thank you, Lord, that you continue to guide and direct us. And Lord, as we see these seats filled, Lord, help us to be good stewards with the people that you've sent into this building. Help us, Lord, to take care of each other. Lord, that's what you promised us that we should do, is love one another. But Lord, as Jess said, we need to love ourselves first so that we can have the strength to love others. Thank you, Lord, that we use words of life and encouragement for each other. Thank you, Lord, for the opportunity that we have to know that no matter what goes on in our lives, as long as we trust you, we'll be taken care of because we put our trust in you. And Lord, as we take the six dimensions of the word this year, help us to remember the physical and spiritual and mental and all of the other ones that are on there, that we can just do the things that you want us to do. Thank you, Lord, for the word that you're going to give our church, and it'll come to all of us, that we'll have the same word. Thank you, Lord, that as we move forward this year, thank you for a new year. Thank you, Lord, that we know that you're in the middle of the mess, so we can have a message for others. Thank you, Lord, for each of our stories. We all have stories. Thank you for them. Thank you that we can share those stories in 2 minutes or 5 minutes, that people will get encouraged. Thank you, Lord, that you've given us, this, Karina and I, the storage of health. This is what we've done. We've eaten our way healthy. And thank you, Lord, that as we have been, continue to be healthy. Thank you, Lord, that we have that we know that our body, physical body, is your temple, not just ours. Help us, Lord, to move forward. Thank you, Lord, again, for the one-word book. Thank you, Lord, for the people that have written it. Thank you, Lord, that we can find that one word for the year. And thank you, Lord, that as you catapult us into this year, that we get excited, about who we are, and about what you're going to do with each of our lives, and about what you're going to do with this church. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.